Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. And last summer, we introduced you to Yannick Jones. He's co-founder of Williams Academy St. Louis. He was here to tell us about his school's partnership with Strider Educational Foundation and their All Kids Bike Program. Of course, we're getting into good weather to get out on a bike. And he is back with us today, here to share more on that program. Welcome back to KMOX.
I am happy to be back. It feels like I never left, to be honest.
Well, remind our listeners about, you know, what Williams Academy is and your partnership with Strider Educational Foundation.
Absolutely. So Williams Academy is a preschool, but we have students that come for after school and summer camp as well. So we service families who have children between ages of birth all the way to 13 years old. And we are booming right now as school gets out. As spring break takes over the March time period, the March madness, it is madness over at Williams Academy, that's for sure.
Tell me again about your experience with your bike as a kid. But for me, it was freedom. I was able to get on that bike, and I was gone all day, and I came back for dinner. For you, what was that like?
Biking for me was also freedom. I mean, once you get out there in the open road or the open place you decide to ride your bike, you get a chance to express yourself in ways that you might not have when you're just sitting at home maybe playing video games, right? I tried to always pop wheelies. I was never that good at that, but I know I did hit a few trees and hurt myself a few times. So it taught me to be aware and to have caution about what's going on. And I want to say super thank you to the Strider Foundation and the All Kids Bike Program, because they are starting that with our school. So it's amazing.
I had this, well, I'll date myself here, but I had the bike that had the banana seat, the small front wheel, and the big back wheel. You remember those?
Oh,
you could
yeah.
really pop some wheelies on those.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the purpose of All Kids Bike.
So the purpose of All Kids Bike, there's two main focuses. One is to teach kids that there's another form of transportation. And then the second is health. We would be in a much different position if everybody was riding bikes instead of driving cars or taking trains, right? So saving the environment, the health of actually getting on a bike, and then giving youth the freedom to understand transportation as a whole.
What is the reaction when you see kids learning?
It is... Have you ever had gooey butter cake here?
Yeah, that's the best.
It's about like tasting gooey butter cake. You know, you see the goodness happening, and when you watch a young person grab the concept of anything, whether that's ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, or riding a bike, I mean, it's got that gooey butter cake feeling. It's just a good feeling inside, really.
Tell us about the announcement that you have about funding for your program.
Oh, yeah. So there's a group, a corporation called HDR. And HDR is amazing. They are an international engineering firm. Their office here in St. Louis is over by Union Station. And so what they've done is they've invested $360,000 to the All Kids Bike Program nationwide. And so when our school got a chance to get in this program, when we had our chance to be on this same radio show last time, someone heard it, they reached out, and they made the investment. And so our school, we're receiving 24 new bikes and helmets on Friday, this Friday, the 29th, and we should see the former Miss Missouri, which is Michaela McGee Bass. She's coming. We also have Senator Brian Williams showing up and a host of other dignitaries from the city and from the county also showing up. So I want to say an extreme thank you to HDR, the corporation. They are amazing.
A couple of great people right there, Michaela and the senator.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go, Camel X bringing people together. So what is next for you? What would you like to do now, your opportunity on Camel X?
Oh, yeah. My next thing would be I would love to see us develop more hands-on learning from a technology side within our facility. Again, we're servicing economically challenged families, and sometimes they don't have access to all the technology things that really exist. So if we could bring some high technology into our facility that opens up unique opportunities to work with AI or coding and those other things that will fuel jobs, not just for kids in the future, but for parents right now, that's what I'm looking to do and bring to our school.
Something we were just talking about earlier today. Yannick, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And thank you to HDR for those bikes and helmets, too. That's phenomenal. Yannick Jones is co-founder of Williams Academy St. Louis, joining us here on KMOX.
Yannick, tell us again how people can reach you one more time.
You can reach us. I always say please follow our social media. It is WA_STL, and that stands for Williams Academy _St. Louis. So you can find us there. Or you can call me directly at the phone number 314-940-1602.
Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.